As anybody who knows both you and me, they'll know that we're big fans of Postgres, particularly for working with people who are nervous or worried about what they might do when they're blogging. So why is Postgres so good, in your opinion?
For me, the thing that's most useful about it is you can forget about it being a blog.
Yeah.
That in this kind of setting, that whether it's Generations Together or the project with the Borders Care Network, that we're working with people who understand email. They understand email in terms of writing to their friends and family, and also for work, kind of, you know, you're sending out messages. But they also, when I explain that what we spend our time doing with email is that most of the time, 80% of the time looking at email is spent deciding whether the email is worth reading. We actually spend a lot of time reading email in order to decide that we can delete it and that we didn't need to read it. There's a massive amount of wasted time in it. So the idea of having that go straight to the internet in a format that people can dip into and out of and can search and can find bits and pieces and not have it come into an inbox and have to be deleted, but actually it kind of go up in a much more friendly format that we can do. That's what a blog is. And we can do that without calling it a blog, because I think that, again, like back to the problem of the internet being mostly bad things, that people think of blogging as either news, you know, so journalists blog. Roy Ketlin Jones has got a blog on the BBC site, and those guys, then John Snow has a blog. Or it's narcissism. It's kind of people just writing about themselves because they desperately want to be discovered. So you know, there's the whole sort of thing of people blogging about cooking or whatever, and then suddenly getting a book deal out of it. That the word blog has become something that
kind of aspirational.
Yeah, it's kind of and rather than it just being rather than it tying into what you said at the beginning, this is just about being sociable.
Mm.
It's about using technology to make being sociable easier. So with the great thing with Postgres is that. One, you can set it up by sending an email. Then you can post to it by emailing.
You can set it up by sending an email without telling it what your email is.
Yeah.
You can just post it and up it goes.
If you send an email without an account, you don't have to log into the web, as easy as is humanly possible. So what we found was that actually we were able to do this in a way that, for most of my web stuff, I use WordPress. I'm a big fan of WordPress. It's a blogging content management system. And as soon as you, even calling it that, you've shut off 80% of the people who might be able to find any use in it, because they're going to go, you've already lost me. Whereas with Postgres, do you say Postgres or Posterous?
I say Posterous.
Posterous.
I've never heard anybody say it, though.
Posterous. No, we don't. We have to ask the people who invented it.
If you look at the videos, they say Posterous.
Posterous. Yeah. Okay. With Posterous, it's fun because I use it for talking about other people's music, mainly, or for posting pictures, because you can just email a picture to it, and it deformats it for you. I don't have to worry about where on the page the picture is going to be.
When you show somebody who's never blogged, you say, send an email, attach photos, and when they look at it and it does that little albumy thing, they go, ooh, I didn't know you could do
it's
that.
Kind of clever.
It's and that kind of that the zero barrier thing to doing that. You know, you don't have to understand HTML.
Nope.
All you have to do is send an email. And if you can send an email to your family or friends with a photograph attached to it, you can turn that into a blog. And that's some of the people we've been working with, when they realise that, that's kind of quite a big thing. I didn't realise it could be this easy sort of stuff.
Well, that's certainly what I found with my mum and the women that she runs the care network with, was that when I showed them this, you know, their initial thought was, oh, it's all going to be all complicated and difficult. And I said, no, you just send an email. Let's do it. And we set it up and it worked. And so I think that one of the key things was getting away from this idea that you need loads of new skills and loads of spanky technology in order to make it all work. That actually using email, which most of them use for work anyway, and saying, this is all you need. There's lots of other things you can do, but in order to turn what was a newsletter that people kind of read, thinking it's probably something they're going to get rid of, into a blog that they can choose to follow, they can come back and read later, that they can share with their friends far more easily than... Because forwarded emails...
Yeah. I was just going to say, a lot of community and third sector organisations are using massive email lists to communicate with people that they work with or that they support. And that's such a hard thing to administer and to manage. You know, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
And I think sending out email newsletters, replacing sending out email newsletters with a Postgres blog is one way, one simple way that a community organisation, voluntary organisation or a third sector bunch of people can really make things a lot easier for themselves.